The United States and Cuba officially reestablished diplomatic relations 2 months ago. The reestablishment of ties has led to better access of the internet across Cuba. Until recently, it has been difficult for Cubans to connect online with the rest of the world. Reports say only 5% of the population has full use of the internet. But now, the Cuban government has approved sales of prepaid cards for use of the internet. Users need to buy them before they go online. Roberto Gonzalez of Cuba is a wireless internet user. He is happy about the government's approval. He says it's a possibility that has been given to the people to connect to the world and communicate with their friends. I think this is a positive development. The Cuban government owns the telecommunications company Etexa. The company sells a limited number of the prepaid cards each day. Cubans can buy 30 minutes of internet time for about $2. Galeano Park is one of 35 wireless centers set up across Cuba. The prepaid cards can be used for any cell phone, computer laptop, or tablet. But there are restrictions. Internet users can only make video calls using a government-approved application called the IMU app. Joe Ariola is a former city manager of Miami, Florida. He is happy with the developments in Cuba. It is time to open the doors and communicate, he says. It's time to see how the two countries benefit. And I think that the two countries have opportunities to benefit. The Cuban government says that internet service is only provided by satellite because of U.S. restrictions on Cuba. But many people hope that the reestablishment of relations will enable technology companies to build stronger communications links. Selling prepaid cards is the first step in this new process. The process might soon include more communication towers, fiber optic cable, and sales of Apple iPhones. I'm Jonathan Evans.